10574 Bridal Ridge Properties LLC, Bay Terrace, Pier Point, Sandcastle Cove, Seashore Lane, north of Salt Marsh Boulevard, being lots 232 through 261 and 263 through 277, being within Hill Open Landing Phase 4 development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Preston Dyer, 29460 Cedar Neck Road, Mission View, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Thank you. Have Susan mark them, and she'll send them down. And Mr. Chairman, just to bring the board up to date on this, you heard an application before from one of the lots, one of the lots in this same section of the subdivision known as Hill Open Landing. There was some miscommunication at the time, because there was a belief that the applicant actually had the ability to go back to the Planning and Zoning Commission and have his RPC modified to accomplish the same result that he was seeking from the board. And part of the, I recall that in some of the comments and in some of the rationale, there was some concern with the fact that they thought the developer was misusing the system or trying to, you know, get through it quicker than by going to P&amp;Z, which was the more logical approach. And subsequently, it became apparent, or became known, because Lawrence explained all this, that that is actually not an option with an RPC, or was not, at least for this RPC. So the applicant really had no alternative but to come to the board, and did not have that second option. So with that confusion in mind, it seemed prudent just to put it back on the agenda, re-advertise it for a new hearing, and with the understanding that the other relief that everybody kind of thought was more appropriate is actually never was available to the applicant. So that's the context of the hearing tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. Appreciate that. Good evening, sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Pret Dyer. I am a member of Bridal Ridge Properties, the applicant before you this evening. As Mr. Burrow's indicated, when we came before, and I'll take responsibility for that, I didn't explain adequately that this is a straight subdivision. The property is zoned MR. It is a straight subdivision. Does not have the RPC ability or flexibility, as the case may be. What we're discussing is Phase 4 of Hill Open Landing. Phases 1, 2, and 3 have already been constructed. The construction for Phase 4 has begun. The roads are cut, the utilities are in. I guess we've been a little bit delayed by the snow, as everyone has, but that is progressing as we speak. As Mr. Burrow also indicated, this is for 45 of the 46 lots. The lot in question previously was lot number 262, and that one is scheduled before you for March the 15th. The reason for our request, as you may recall, is when we originally plotted Hill Open Landing, the expectation, and in fact, the initial sales effort, was based upon second homes and vacation homes. Those particular homes were customarily two-story structures. Therefore, they had a smaller footprint. Most, if not all, of the homes had the master bedroom on the second floor. And again, there wasn't any difficulty in accommodating the smaller-sized lots for that particular product. As Hill Open Landing has progressed throughout the sales, the change in the buyer's demand has been for a larger footprint, the footprint that will accommodate the master bedroom being on the first floor. There may be some second floors, but for the most part, it's in a much more elongated, larger footprint. And the customary 30-foot front yard setback does not enable us to fit the larger footprint, which the active adult buyer of today seeks. So as the project progressed, the difficulty of accommodating the larger footprint has become more acute. As Mr. Burrell also indicated, we went originally to Lawrence and said, can we just get, you know, a waiver from planning and zoning? And he said, no, it must be a variance from the, in fact, front yard setback. Therefore, what we are seeking, as you can see from your drawings, is to decrease the front yard setback of 30 feet to 25 feet. The important factors to note is this will have no impact on the other three phases of Henlopen Landing. As you may be able to see from that drawing, phase four is separated by Saltmarsh Boulevard. Saltmarsh Boulevard is an 80-foot right-of-way. It is currently improved with a two-lane road. And again, it physically separates phase four from the other three phases, which are on the other side of Saltmarsh Boulevard. Phase four is a plotted and approved portion of Henlopen Landing, but again, we decided to go with the front yard setback for all 46 of these lots if the board would be inclined to grant that. We also believe that there will be no detrimental impact to any other adjoining properties. Again, it is a straight subdivision. It's a well-known subdivision. It's been extremely well received in the market, which is very encouraging. And we, again, do not believe that this 5 foot, as it will be consistent throughout phase four, will have any negative nor detrimental impact on any other adjoining properties. For the reasons stated above, we would respectfully request that the variance be granted based upon the undue hardship that has resulted from the change in the market, and we would ask that you would grant the variance from the 30-foot front yard setback to the 25-foot to accommodate the change in the buyer's behavior, pattern, and desires. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one. So as you just stated, is this change is solely due to the market conditions?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Yes, ma'am. Please come forward. Okay.
Take this off.
Okay.
My name is.
Ma'am.
I need you up here first.
Be sworn in first, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I have your name and address, please?
Sandra Spence, 18471 Seashell Boulevard.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not really providing testimony. I really just had some questions, and I'm not sure it's appropriate to put me in the negative side. I just had a couple questions. I happen to live next in the community next door to that one.
Okay.
And I believe that the buyer behavior has been the same for many years. I know that in my own community, people have preferred to have master bedrooms on the first floor because most of the people coming to this area for the last more than a decade, I believe, are retirees who want to have their master bedroom on the first floor. So I'm not sure that that's really a hardship for anybody but the profitability of the developer. And I just don't understand why they couldn't simply change the layout of the land so that the lots are bigger, so that they would have room for a bigger footprint. And unfortunately, I'm having a senior moment, and I can't remember the proper term. But what does concern me is that that'll make more of a surface that is, you know, the water can't drain into in the ground. and I'm sorry, what's the term that's used? Impervious. There will be more of an impervious surface as a result of that proposal, as I understand it. And those are just questions that I would ask you to consider. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Dyer, maybe you can address a couple of things. First off, what kind of open space is provided for in the subdivision that would perhaps account for the additional impervious surfaces that might be the result?
It's actually a very good question. And in fact, what we did with phase four is we changed the stormwater. Originally, the stormwater for phase four was to run into the existing system, which would be the large pond in front, which is pond number one, and it flowed into pond two and three, and all of the stormwater from phase four was to be accommodated by the system, which was approved by Sussex County Conservation District. As a result of the changes to pond number two, which was an issue that previously existed independent of phase four, but it impacted phase four, we put additional storm water on, at a large cost to us, on phase four. So in fact, phase four now, even if you added the extra 5 foot of potential impervious area, phase four has an abundance of storm water as a result of the changes that we have made because of the problem in pond number two. So again, it was a very good question, but we've actually added more storm water to phase four than what originally existed. And when Henlopen Landing was originally plotted, we've owned Henlopen Landing for quite some time. And when it was originally plotted, there was a predominance of second home buyers and vacation home buyers, which has been progressively over the years changed into the active adult buyer, the retiree, the soon-to-be retired buyer. And clearly, it's been our impression and perhaps in different communities or even in different phases, that may not have been as apparent or may not have been even visible. But clearly, with the market trends that we have experienced in Henlopen Landing, the type of homes have definitely been changed, with the living being on the first floor. And I think that that is a trend, again, that we have absolutely experienced from the time when we originally plotted Henlopen Landing.
Okay.
So let me ask you one more thing here. Can you build, with the setback as it is now, can you build a home with a master bedroom on the ground floor?
It really depends, again, on the size. It depends on the different option patterns. There, in fact, are homes that cannot be built that are within the array of models offered by Ryan Homes. And many times with the sunrooms and the porches and the, it depends. There's many, many options that are available for the homes. And when a particular model is optioned, there's extreme hardship, and in fact, you cannot get the home that they offer, some of the homes that they offer, to even fit within that. Because, again, and there's different lot sizes within phase four. Some of them in the middle are very narrow. And again, the from property line to property line, there is not the ability, with the distance and the width of the roads, there is not the opportunity to decrease. As you divide it across the property line, from one property to the other, there's not the ability to decrease lots, because it's the width, is the depth of the lot is what the controlling factor is.
But but there is a, is Ryan the exclusive builder of the homes?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. But you say that they don't necessarily offer a home plan, a house plan that would fit?
Again, what there are a series of different plans. Some plans, you know, differ in the depth of those plans. And I would say that with
so
the,
why wouldn't as a developer you go to Ryan Homes and say, well, we need to change gears here, and because our marketplace has changed, and approach Ryan to build a home that would fit on
because
this lot.
It physically won't fit. That's the problem. From the front to the back, the house on one level is too deep. I mean, it's not, I mean, they can build a two-story home, but with a two-story home, the master bedroom, you know, will be on the second floor, and that's not what the buyers desire. So the problem is the static distance from the front yard
to
the
rear
yard.
That was all planned in the beginning, though.
Yes, absolutely. And the hardship is that the buyer's demands have changed.
Excuse me. So you're saying that Ryan cannot adapt a model home to fit on these lots with a master bedroom with a square footage on one level?
Exactly. And with when you have a sunroom, you can put, you know, that the master bedroom on the first floor eats up a substantial amount of the space. So then you still have, it's basically one-story living is what the active adult buyer desires. You know, and when you put the master down as the footprint, you can only put so much, you know, between the front wall and the rear wall. And that's the difficulty, you know, again, that we're encountering. And that did not exist when we plotted Henlopen Landing. And I, you know, there's no stormwater concern, there's no visual concern, there's no negative impact as a result of this. It is an accommodation to get, you know, the master bedroom on the first floor.
What's the average square foot of these homes?
I'm sorry?
The average square foot of the speed of the game.
I would be estimating. I
3,000, 4,000, 5,000.
No, I would say that. You know, the difficulty again is on the depth is the controlling issue as it relates to sunrooms and you know, decking and things of that nature. They cannot be accommodated as the master is in there. They have probably 6 or 7 different model homes, and they vary from probably, you know, 2,000 to over 3,000 square feet would be the range that I think. I mean, there's some that are much larger than 3,000, but that are in the development.
Ms. Isaac, what are the setbacks? Are 30 in the front, 10 on the sides, 10 on the rear, even on the county? Even on a through lot?
No, it would differ. It's
because
fronts.
It looks like, according to this drawing, they're anticipating a 10-foot setback on the through lots as well. So,
Which lot? I'm sorry.
On the road, on the lots that are adjacent to County Road 275.
10-foot where?
On this drawing here. These lots here, there's 275, the county road. And it looks like the setback here is the same as the side setback, 10 feet.
As a rear. You only have to have one front, one rear.
No, on a through lot.
They're not a through lot.
It's not a through? Okay.
There's no access from that road.
Okay. So it looks like on this one you've got 55 by 33.
It's not a square footage calculation. It's the ability to put a living room and a master and have access, you know, with the master bath and all of the. you know, it's literally the front to the rear as opposed to, you know, it's not an envelope issue, it's a depth issue.
But it looks like there's a footprint of 4,950 square feet.
I say, I agree. I totally agree. It's not a footprint issue. It's the depth issue.
So does that mean that you're not willing to change the home outlay anywhere else? You mentioned the sun porch, deck, and stuff like that.
Sun porch and the deck, and that, you know, those certain options. The reality of the depth is that when you put the master bedroom in, even if you put, and you know, the other reality is the models that the National Home Builders builds are the models that the National Home Builder builds. I don't tell them anything. You know, I'm just, you know, I build a lot, and
I guess I'm trying to understand you. You want to be able to put a master bedroom on the ground floor.
Yes,
sir. But if I'm understanding you correctly, you don't want to compromise the sun porches or the decks or anything else. Is that correct?
What happens, again, with the model itself, when you have
I'm just asking a simple question.
Yeah, no. Those further complicate it, but the reality is with the size lots that we have, when you have the entrance, you have the living room, and you have a master bedroom, it does not fit.
Well, I'll ask you one more time then. You stated that, and does that mean you will not compromise the sun porch or the deck or anything else?
In many cases, it's that way without the sun porch and the deck. The sun porch and the deck
option.
That's
all I needed to know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Being a mother. One quick. This is it. I don't want to go back and forth.
Okay, I live in Seawood, which is the next community over, and that was built before Henlopen Landing. And I have an Enright model, which takes a lot of space in the front. There's no depth problem whatsoever. And a lot of that is because of the sun porch. When Ryan went from Seawood to Henlopen Landing, they stopped making my model because it was too wide in the front to fit on the existing lots in phase 1, 2, and 3. So they did develop a different model that would fit on the smaller lots at Henlopen Landing. So it seems to me that there's no hardship here. It's just a matter that Ryan has to come up with a different model that fits better. Excuse me. Thank you.
Okay. We should open that before. Okay. It's basically what you understand.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I said
Seawood is a much larger lot.
Right.
Seawood is not plotted in an MR. It's not the square footage of the lots that we have.
Okay.
One more question real quick. In any of the other phases of this Henlopen Landing, are there models that have the master bedroom on the ground floor?
There are some models that do, and again, the lots, some of the lots that are in those phases are deeper lots. So they were plotted originally deeper, and those particular lots will accommodate.
And some of those homes are already built and being already been sold?
In phases 1, 2, and 3, yes. And the reason was because they were deeper lots.
But they also have master bedrooms on the ground floor.
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take case 10574 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills. That we take case number 10,574 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dyer.